So we are having a difficult time because of the coronavirus. But as we shared last week, so our purpose of our church is to raise another leader. No matter there's a church building or pastors disappear, still the word of God and discipleship can be continued to and hand down to the next generation. That's our church goals, and this is the time we can actually practice that. I've seen the news yesterday, and still many churches in Korea, and they have a service, a Sunday service changes to the online service. So when we face this kind of the pandemic disease or famines and earthquakes, and we should be able to listen the message from the God. When human pursue our greediness, it may destroy the nature, destroy the environment, and it's returning back as a disaster to our human. So we'll continue 2 Kings. So we have completed Nahum, and we're going back to the 2 Kings. So North Israel already been perished, and we'll cover the South Judah also get perished by end of the South Judah. So until the last week, we went through the book of Nahum, which is a prophecy about the judgment on Assyria. And today I will cover it from the 2 Kings chapter 21 to the end of the South Judah. Prophet Isaiah's ministry was during the reign of King Jotham, Ahaz, and King Hezekiah of South Judah. And we covered Isaiah chapter 36 to 39, mainly King Hezekiah's reign to the 2 Kings 20. So today we'll go from the chapter 21. In 701 BC, Assyria's Sanherib invaded South Judah, but God helped Judah, and Assyria's 185,000 troops were killed overnight by God's army. After Sanherib lost all his troops in the war, he returned to his home country and was assassinated. Then his son Esarhaddon became king of Assyria. Esarhaddon became a king after Ashurbanipal became a king after Esarhaddon's reign, and achieved militarily and culturally Assyria's foremost period to expand the territory to Egypt. However, after dying King Ashurbanipal, Assyria is perished by Babylon and the Mede in 612 BC. The reason we go through the history of the Mesopotamia, because it's all related to the history of the South Judah and also the North Israel. So looking back on the history of South Judah, the news that King Hezekiah had overcome the invasion of Assyrian Sanherib spread to the Eastern world. It was the story when Babylonian messenger visited Hezekiah. King Hezekiah was not an evil man. He was a good man. However, being a leader of a country is not being a good man. Above all, the most important thing would be the ability and determination to discern the right value. Especially spiritual discernment is the most important leader's quality. According to the record of King Hezekiah, it seems that he was not an evil man, but he had no discernment. That's why he showed off all the secret of the nation to the messenger of Babylon and does a stupid boast. About 5 to 6 years later, Hezekiah was recovered from the sickness. He started a joint reign with Manasseh, his son. Was only 12 years old. At the time, King Hezekiah was about 44 years old, and King Manasseh was about 18 to 19 years old. This Manasseh reigned since 12 years old over 55 years. He was not like his father Hezekiah. He drove the South Judah spiritually the worst. So even if you see Jeremiah, Josiah, who succeeded Manasseh, did so well. However, because of this Manasseh sin, God does not turn back his wrath toward Judah. Here is a brief description of what Manasseh did. But if you see 2 Chronicles chapter 33 or the Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 4 shows that how much evil the Manasseh has done. The prophet Isaiah never rebuked against any king. Isaiah the prophet pointed out the sins of Manasseh. Manasseh ordered to cut him with the sword and kill him. It is known through the Jewish tradition. But this is also the possible evidence. If you look at the chapter 21 verse 16. Moreover, Manasseh also shed so much innocent blood that he filled Jerusalem from end to end, beside the sin that he had caused Judah to commit, so that they did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Most people think a lot of money or strong military power protects the country or individual. But if you read the Bible carefully, you can see that it is protected by only God's word. The king Manasseh worshipped the idol and opposed the God's people. So even though Manasseh had an Assyrian policy, the king of Assyria sent his army to attack Judah to catch King Manasseh and hook his nose to his city. In Assyria's historical record also shows Manasseh was captured by Esarhaddon. So Manasseh realized that there is no other God and sincerely sought God and repented. When he was captured to the Assyria, God gave him another chance. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 11 to 13. So he was released and returned to Jerusalem, trying to serve God rightly as the way his father King Hezekiah did. But as we all see, it is easy to break down something, but it's not easy to build it up again. So the people have always worshipped an idolatry. After Manasseh died, and then Amon, the son of Manasseh, became a king at his age 22. But even though this king Amon would have seen and knew all the things of his father Manasseh did, he forsook the law, the God of his father, and walked in evil way. The servant of Amon, King Amon, rebelled and cooped and killed the king in the court. According to the historical record, while Amon was attacked by Assyria, he continued to pursue the policy of pro-Assyria, and his servant think pro-Egyptian policy killed Amon. So the people were afraid of Assyrians' retaliation, so they captured and killed their pro-Egyptian servants and forced Josiah, son of Amon, to be a king. Josiah was 8 years old when he became a king. When the king reporter writes that king did honestly in the eyes of the Lord and did it all along the way of his ancestor David. How could a child walk the right way? Hezekiah was a good king, but how could the best king Josiah come out from the evil king like Manasseh and Amon? I think it is the influence of parents. Josiah's mother, Jedidiah, seems to be the right person. Grandfather Manasseh and father Amon showed the only bad thing. The mother influenced Josiah to live the right life. The children's basic personality is influenced more from the mother than the father. So, to be precise, it is a person who influences the formation of children's value through the educating while spending much time with children like a mother. So, it may not necessarily be a mother. In childhood, children learn the moral value, ethical value, habits of faith, attitude, etc. Through those who spend a lot of time with them. The baby cannot distinguish between the world around them and the rest of the world. During this time, the love of the mother, who spend most of the time together, is the whole world itself for the child. Being fully loved by a mother, they become used to express affection through physical contact, and learn to nurture and protect someone. In addition, through this experience, you can develop a sense of space and know what a comfortable and satisfying feeling is. People who have this experience can accept themselves as they are when they become an adult. It is possible to maintain internal stability that is not easily influenced by the surrounding opinion. In order to be able to love oneself and harmonize relationship with others, it is essential to experience a total sacrifice and love given by parents as children in their childhood, which is at 0 to 5 years old. Children experience the intellectual and mental world through their father and develop their creative abilities. The presence of father is to stimulate and challenge the child. It is to try something new and to move forward and widen the area. The desire to develop without staying in the old and family also arises from the relationship with the father. They are also encouraged to constantly develop themselves in order not to be outdated. Talking or playing with the fathers affect the child relationship. In other words, through this, you have a desire to establish a relationship with others, and you also try to establish a relationship. So mother or father, the role of parents is really important. That is why God created a family and gave the parents a mission to let their children to know God. Especially in the early age of children, the mother's role as an influencer to their children is so important. So fathers must make his wife happy who spend a lot of time with the children. This is because the wife's stability comes from her husband, which will eventually influence the children. All single men and women should meet such men who can live and educate their children the value, with the value of the word, and the women who can educate their children according to the value of the world. So, husband, do not be a child to your wife. Live a respectful life and let the children see God through your life. Become a priest in the family and plant the word of God in your children. The church's role in planting the word of God among children is secondary. It is the father's most important parental mission in the family. Both parents should try hard to put the biblical value to their children's life. Joshua became a king at the age of 8, and when he turned 16, he sought God and lived according to God's will. So students here should observe this King Joshua's life and try to become a leading person by following God's word. Joshua began to live according to God's word when he was 20 years old. He wiped out all of idols across the nation, even to the north Israel. King Joshua crushed the altar of the idols to the north kingdom and crushed the idol and the bones of the priest who served the idols. And when Joshua was about 26, he made a people to repair the temple of God. While repairing the temple, he found the book of the law. 2 Chronicles chapter 34 verse 8 and 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 8. Until then, the command of God gave to Moses, which is supposed to be read every 7 years, but it never been done. So if you count the time backward from the time King Joshua discovered the books, 18th year of Joshua, his father Amon reigned 2 years, and his grandfather Manasseh reigned 55 years. Total of 75 years, the temple of God was abandoned without care since King Hezekiah died. What would have happened if a building had been left for 75 years without care? Many believers have left their faith while attending church. The reason God gives us the word is to purify every corner of our lives. If God's temple in you is left unattended, recover quickly. Christianity is a relationship, but people change into religious practice. Chapter 22 verse 10, then Shaphan, the secretary, informed the king, Hilkiah, the priest, has given me a book, and Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of book of the law, he tore his robes. When the king heard the word of book, word from the book of the law, he tore his robes. The scribes, Shaphan, report the book of the law he found and read it to the king. The scribe, Shaphan, only read it to the king Joshua. When king heard it, he repented and tearing clothes. God's mission became clear. King repented and wanted to turn back from the sinful path. So after becoming a Christian, how to live as a Christian, where you can find those kind of instruction? That we can find from the promise of the Mount Sinai. But people make it too difficult because they make people to believe all the word of God is written as a parable. But I don't believe so. It is clear to understand. So many people who fall into the false teaching like a cult because they don't know and never learn about the Bible properly. And just today roughly heard about it. So that is why they are falling into such a false teaching. The Shincheonji, the new heaven and earth, the cult is a massive growing, massive cult in Korea, which is also the deceiving people by false messaging and false telling. Even Melbourne, there is a Shincheonji, the cult, Korean cult, New Heaven and Earth. They are also slightly, secretly they coming into the traditional church, hiding themselves, try to cause a problem in the church and break the congregation. This is why we need to learn the Bible from the beginning to the end. Otherwise, we can be easily deceived by those kind of false teaching. So all the Christians should grow up to the level can eat hard food, which you can learn by yourself from the Bible. What you realize and have an insight when you read and hear the word is the works of the Holy Spirit. It is not depending on your intelligence. The enlightenment cannot be done by pastor, but Holy Spirit. So don't be afraid to preach the word, whether you are a leader or not. It is not about using speech skill and your philosophy. It means to read and listen to the Word of God without any personal opinion. Then the Holy Spirit will work. The book the King Josiah found, I guess, is probably Deuteronomy or Leviticus. When he listened to it, he realized the disobedient life of the people. So Josiah humbly clothed and repented and wept before God. And he did all the works of written in the book of the Lord and read it to the elders, priests, Levites and all people of all ages, even to the foreigner. King Josiah devoted his whole heart to his 20s across the Israel. In particular, he destroyed all the remaining idol made by his father Amon and his grandfather Manasseh and crushed them and scattered them into powder to clean the land of the Judah and Israel. It was also foretold by the prophet 300 years ago. 1 Kings chapter 13. Prophecy to King Jeroboam, the first king of North Israel 300 years ago, from the time of King Josiah, may the golden calf altar was fulfilled. By the word of the Lord, a man of God came from Judah to Bethel. As Jeroboam was standing by the altar to make an offering, by the word of the Lord he cried out against the altar, "Altar, altar, this is what the Lord says, a son named Josiah will be born to the house of David. On you he will sacrifice the priest of high place who make offerings here, and human bones will be burned on you." The prophecy has been fulfilled by King Josiah exactly as it foretold even the name of the king. Don't forget the history of the world will be achieved according to the God's word. Therefore, do not blame God for the things happening in the world or not are unlikely to be restored, then believe in God and live according to the word. Isn't there still people do not know God? Are there people still don't have faith? Do not expect the things like a miracle and wonder and signs, but come humbly to God as you see that these thousands of years of history are being accomplished as it is written in the Bible. If you really want to find a way of life, you will see and meet the undeniable work of God through the Bible. If anyone really wants to find a God and want to see if it is true through the Bible, he will surely meet God. So many people encountered Jesus while they examined the Bible. The famous novel called Ben-Hur, I think everyone knows, written in 1880, was also the result of such a struggle. There was a man named Louis Wallace, a writer in the United States during the Civil War, studied the Bible for 2 years in a library in Europe and United States, looking for material that would destroy the Christianity. However, as he searched for a material about Bible and read it more, he found the truth of the Bible rather than discovering what was false in the Bible, and was finally inspired by the Bible. He became to believe Jesus. He changed his mind to write that Christianity was a lie, and he wrote a book to testify that Jesus is a living God. This book is a famous Ben-Hur. Most people who desire to experience strange miracle like a phenomenon, but if you really have a thirst for truth, you will find the truth and true faith when you search the Bible and learn the Word of God sincerely. So don't be afraid to let people read the Bible. When the Word is proclaimed and you hear the Bible, the Holy Spirit, the author of the Bible, will directly touch and comfort you. After King Josiah heard the word and realized it, he completely celebrated the Passover, as it is said in the Torah. Chapter 21, the king gave this order to all people. Celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in this book of the covenant. Neither in the days of the judges who led Israel, nor in the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah had any such Passover been observed. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, this Passover was celebrated to the Lord in Jerusalem. According to this word, although the Passover was observed from the time of the judges to the present, it was never kept as recorded in the world. According to this word, David did not do well, and so did Solomon. So even if someone like David is honest, he made a mistake without looking at Bible. Solomon, who has the wisdom to write the three books of Bible, also made a mistake. Now, it can be said that Josiah was truly the best king among all the kings of Judah to obey God's word. Neither before nor after Josiah was there a king like him who turned to the Lord as he did, with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his strength, in accordance with all the laws of Moses. By the way, even though Joshua obeyed the word and make a holy effort, God's wrath is not released because chapter 23, verse 26, nevertheless, the Lord did not turn away from the heat of his fierce anger, which burned against Judah because of all that Manasseh had done to arouse his anger. Even when Manasseh died 20 years ago, God's wrath was not resolved. God who get angry. Have you ever heard about God like this? We always think that God exists like a picture that is always smiling without anger. But it is because you do not know the Bible. We are constantly struggling to hold on to our own problems, so we have no idea that when God is angry, even 20 years, 40 years, 70 years, sometimes 400 years, he does not resent the wrath and retaliate against the sinner. Even if you remember that you will not be judged by the water again after the flood, people easily forget the judgment by fire. If you know God who does what I want to do, you are still in the faith of child. It is not depending on how many years you have been in the church. Know your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. You shouldn't be like a Manasseh who enraged God and lived a life cannot avoid the wrath, nor a life like a King Hezekiah. When God calls you, you can go like a Moses. He demanded to extend his life, then it should be a life of light, delivering God everywhere. But after 6 years of life extension, he failed to educate his son Manasseh properly, according to the word of God, and the country eventually became a path of destruction. So based on this, Judah's fall might have started from the King Hezekiah's time because he failed to hand down the faith to the next generation, the following King Manasseh. The Manasseh added an acceleration to Israel's destruction. Even if Joshua tried to do it, make it right, but he would have been unable to reverse the flow of the sin. Praying is good. Prayer life is good. And receiving the God's answer for the prayer is good. But what I'm saying is, pursuing your own goal by prayer, try to persuade God for your own goal. That is the wrong attitude of the prayer. Even though it is not right, still many churches encourage such a prayer, regardless of ego-centered, greedy prayer or not. The prayer shouldn't be demanding what you want to the God. It's not changing God, it's changing yourself. Realign yourself and value to the kingdom value, Bible value. Prayer every morning and have a fasting. How nice it is. But even though it is nice, it is good. But if you use for your own purpose, that is not right. Fasting, prayer, even though it's good, if you use prayer and fasting to persuade God for your own goal, that is not right. That's what I'm talking about. This is what false teaching of the cult, wrong belief does. So, we cannot just blame the false teacher. We also have to reconsider, isn't there any problem of the deceiver? Person who was deceived also probably deep deep center of their heart, there was a greediness to change God, to change the environment. Josiah lived such a life. Did Josiah, not like his grandfather Hezekiah, did not try to persuade God, but listened to the word and practiced it. So true testimony is a life as if you learn from the word of God, like a King Josiah. The testimony of Hezekiah's recovery from illness is nothing. But even if there is no miracle, believe in God and live a faithful life is the word of God. This is the true life of faith that God wants us to live. Unfortunately, King Josiah doesn't live long. At the time, the power around the Mediterranean, so Assyria was declining its power, and Babylon is a growing and rising power. Assyria was defeated by Babylon and was taken over by Nineveh. Then withdrew to Haran and sought help from the Egypt, trying to have a chance to recover again. So Pharaoh Nego is try to help and ally with Assyria to fight against Babylon. And Josiah thought that Assyria is the time Assyria is getting perished. And Egypt was going to help this Assyria. He wanted to fight against it. So he led the army and tried to stop the Egyptian army in Megiddo, but he died there. Josiah became a king at the age of 8, reigned 31 years. So he died at his age of 39. When Josiah King Josiah goes out to the battle of Megiddo, he would have made his son Jehoahaz as a king of a regent. King Josiah had 4 sons: Johanan, Eliakim, Zedekiah, and Salum, referring to chapter 3, Chronicle. There is a confusion as to who is Josiah's son and who is the elder brother, eldest son, and who is the younger one. But if you look at the various Bible, the son of Josiah, Jehoiakim, Jehoahaz, Zedekiah, another nickname for Jehoahaz is Salum. Anyway, the point is, following the remarkable achievement of great Josiah, Jehoahaz saw that his father Josiah and he reigned for 3 months as a king, but he did evil before Jehovah. It seems that Jehoahaz was not properly educated by the faith, because all of sons of the Josiah had different mothers. So the king of Egypt who killed Josiah, the father, on the way to from the war of the Gargamel, he captured Jehoahaz, who had the reign only for 3 months, and locked him in the Rimna in the Hamath region and prevent him from becoming a king in Jerusalem. After that, he was taken to Egypt, and where he could not return back and died. And an Egyptian made Eliakim as a king of Judah, and changed his name from Eliakim to Eliakim to Jehoiakim. But this Jehoiakim also not like his father Josiah, and does the evil in the presence of Jehovah, and ruled for 11 years. 2 Kings chapter 23 verse 37. At the time, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who was the leader of Mesopotamia, attacked Judah. This is the first invasion of Babylon. At the time, Daniel and others are taken captive. So Judah became a Babylonian tribe, and 3 years later, Babylon again fought to the border of Egypt to conquer Egypt. At this time, Babylonian army was defeated. Then Jehoiakim took advantage of this opportunity to betray King Babylon. At this time, the prophet Jeremiah invited Jehoiakim to serve Babylon, but he refused. So Nebuchadnezzar also sent the troops to Jerusalem to attack. This is the second invasion of Babylon, and Jehoiakim dies during this war. And his son Jehoiakim replaced the throne. However, 3 months and 10 days after Jehoiakim became a king, Judah collapsed to Babylon, and eventually Jehoiakim was taken away. King Nebuchadnezzar established and raised Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, instead of Jehoiakim. However, Zedekiah also betrayed Babylon 5 to 6 years later, and King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon surrounded Jerusalem again, and BC 588, and attacked it, eventually defeating the castle in 586 BC, and Judah was completely defeated. When King Zedekiah sees his son die before his eyes, and his eyes are plucked and chained and dragged to Babylon to die. At the time, not only the city, but also the temple of the God, Jerusalem, were burned down. This is the history of the Judah. Today I look at the historical event leading up to the destruction of the South Judah. From next week, we'll go through the writing of the prophet Zephaniah, Habakkuk, and Jeremiah that appear in the age to see how God's feeling toward the age and what specially happened. There can be sign and wonder, but do not seek for it.